Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Asking me how I spend my time in London City. Thousands of people are asking me how I spend my time in London City. Well, that is a question I cannot answer. I regret the day I left sweet Jamaica. I mean, you would pity my position, because I nearly die here from starvation. But darling, it's Jamaica, Jamaica, our heaven and savior, darling. Jamaica, Jamaica, we bound to remember. Another thing that humbugging me is the food control in London City. They say you must have a ration book before you could put on something to cook. And friends, the weekly ration's so small, in a day or two you can sure eat all. So before I suffer, I'm going over for me ackee and saltfish in Jamaica. But darling, is
Jamaica, Jamaica,
ah, we bound to remember, darling. Jamaica,
Jamaica,
yes, our heaven and savior. During the winter in Great Britain, I miss Jamaica, that happy land. If I had wings like an aeroplane, I would fly to that blessed country again, where you see the sun shining every day and the lovely beach at Montego Bay. These are the things that I remember that urge me to fly back to Jamaica. So darling, it's
Jamaica, Jamaica,
we bound to remember, darling.
Jamaica, Jamaica,
our heaven and savior. Many West Indians are sorry now. They left their country and don't know how. Some left their jobs and their family and determined to come to London City. Well, they are crying, they now regret no kind of employment that they can get. The city of London, they have to roam, and they can't get their passage to go back home. So darling, it's
Jamaica, Jamaica,
we bound to remember, darling.
Jamaica, Jamaica,
our heaven and savior.
Jordan, pull off your old coat and roll up. his swings. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Dame petumani. Você sabe como é que é. Eu vou mas poderei voltar quando você quiser.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
There's something coming over me, a hormonal lobotomy. I can't think straight, I'm going crazy. All I want is your body, babe. I wanna be the one you show off to all your friends. I wanna be the one you booty call at 3 a.m. I wanna be everything to you. But you say love is just a social construct, an evolutionary byproduct. But I don't really feel that way, and you don't really feel the same. That I don't know if I believe it. It ain't how I perceive it at all. No, I think that you're in love with me, girl. Girl, my heart's a mess. You're giving me a cardiac arrest. I can't keep up these false pretenses. So if you got a romance, well, line me up. You got a contract, sign me up. I'll do anything for you. But every night, oh, it's just a game. I've emotional charades, but you ain't fooling no one, babe. You got it all out on display. Yeah, I know what's in your heart. You're the only book that I can read in the dark. I don't know why you're trying to hide it. There ain't no point in trying to fight it. Come on. For me, can't deny this chemistry, oh no. It's written on your face. You don't wanna hear it, but I'm gonna say it. Girl, you were meant for me. You can't deny this chemistry, oh no. It's written on your face. You don't wanna hear it, but I'm gonna say it. Girl, you were meant for me.
Was tailor-made, had the streets and the highways. Born to boys, me and my mate, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown.
got my soul than any man I knew. He was the hero of the people. Never before been a man with a voice like James Brown. James Brown. It's alright to go, 'cause you left us your records. I know you've been away before, but this has been a little more than a piece of my day. Yes, you're gonna be around, and I know when I'm singing I'm black and I'm broke. I'm told to find you on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. James Brown, James Brown, James.
Zimnandi Mangusutu Zuzalo Kepeshe Gizwaning is in Jebezami Gibunaning a mesho army. Good Mantabana Zinda Bezimnandi.
We are Tila
when I go under. Halum fanu kijima langa. Uya tiela silu samanzulu. Halum fanu kijima langa.
La suga
lisuge la kima. La kanzi zinda bitule raptilizi. Lipigelele guandu ngaziatuma.
La suga
lisuge la kima. La kanzi zinda bitule raptilizi. Lipigelele kwantu ngaziyaduma. Nobuye nipike bantu nonke. Wasikhulumela umfo kaButhelezi ngu-Oppenheimer. Nobuye nipike mazulu. Wasikhulumela umfo kaButhelezi ngu-Oppenheimer. Nobuye nipike bantu nonk na umangosuthu technicon wasulumela umfoka Buthelezi ngu Oppenheimer. Yibo laba bomzimba ukhala imali wayikhipha imali u Oppenheimer. Yibo laba bomzimba ukhala imali wayikhipha imali u Oppenheimer.
Nazi izindaba ezimnandi ziphuma bizindaba
zindaba 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 siphuma bizindaba
Mangosuthu
uzosanda cwepeshe zindaba siphuma bizindaba
Mangosuthu
uzosanda cwepeshe zindaba siphuma bizindaba
Mangosuthu
uzosanda
cwepeshe
zindaba siphuma bizindaba
Mangosuthu
uzozana
zinda wasphuma pisinda zinda zinda zinda
nazi zinda bezimnandi
zinda
Siphumaleni
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
isukela khema laqansi izintambi ithole likaphtheli
zinda
liphikelele kwandongazi yathi
zinda
na mangosuthu
tjela zinda wasiphuma phezulu
ike banonke emhlabeni ngelele ma
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
mangosuthu uzozala chwepheshe
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
mangosuthu Uzozala chwepheshe
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
mangosuthu
zinda
uzozala chwepheshe
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
mangosuthu
zinda
uzozala chwepheshe
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
mangosuthu
zinda
uzozala chwepheshe
zinda wasiphuma
phezulu zinda zinda
zinda wasiphuma phezulu
mangosuthu
zinda
Zinda uyaniphile malunge emhlabeni elele ma
Zinda
elele ma
Zinda
elele ma
Zinda
mangosuthu
Zinda
elele ma
elele
ma
Zinda wasiphuma phezinda Zinda 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 wasiphuma phezinda Zinda 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 wasiphuma phezinda
esho sholoza
Shushulu siyona sinto sisila sayo ibelele ngaphesheya kulwandle
Yomro kai smajamo kolosia Lekno smajatiro toti ripne
Oh,
Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
The swinging jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hello, you are indeed listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, also on DAB and at www.sheffieldlive.org. And hello to everybody who's listening to us on SLTV as well. You are listening to Communities Live. My name is Sangeeta, and today we've actually got an interview with Helen Todd. We're joined by her, and who's going to tell us about an event that's actually coming up here in Sheffield next Monday evening. And the organisation is called EcoFit that is organising it all. So hello, Helen. Thank you for coming in.
Hi. Thanks so much for inviting me.
So can you tell me a bit about EcoFit? Because it's a relatively new organisation.
Yeah, it is a new organisation. We're just coming up for a year old in November. And we're a social enterprise registered as a community interest company. And we're all about helping people to make their homes more warmer and more environmentally friendly. We are aware that it's a huge problem, like houses and heat, like energy from homes is a huge contributor to carbon emissions. And also a lot of people are kind of struggling to keep their homes warm. And there's a lot that can be done to make people's homes better, but often people are confused and overwhelmed. So we're trying to make that easier for people and also to build the local economy. An important part of what we'd like to see is that more of the work that's done to improve people's houses is delivered by people in South Yorkshire, and that we're building the kind of skills of people to be able to do that work. At the moment, a lot of big companies kind of come in and do work, and the money doesn't stay in South Yorkshire. We want to see the money staying in the local economy.
So what exactly can people do in order to make their houses more cozy and energy efficient?
So there's a big range of things. It can kind of start from fairly simple things like making sure that you've done some draft proofing, that you've got kind of warmer curtains, etc. Some measures that a lot of people do have, like double glazing and roof insulation, and then it can go through to looking at things like having walls insulated, cellars. People don't think about a lot of the time, but a lot of people are getting a lot of cold coming into the houses through the cellar. Doors, like I hadn't really thought about my front door, and then I used a thermal imaging camera and saw that loads of energy is just escaping through the letterbox and through the door as a whole. So there's a range of things. We kind of encourage people to look at the house as a whole. So to kind of get an assessment done, and because it can be just confusing looking at all the different things that can be done. And sometimes you need to make sure that you're doing things in a sensible order, so it can kind of help people to see, okay, here are some of the simple things that I could do to get started, here are some of the things maybe to look at in the medium term. If I'm getting work done on a room in the house, are the things I could be doing also to get it more energy efficient at the time? And then like some of the longer term things, and it can also include things like solar panels, and some people are now looking at heat pumps as well as an alternative to gas central heating. So yeah, there's lots of different aspects to it and different kind of measures that can suit people according to where they're at.
So some of the things that you've talked about aren't necessarily that expensive, because I always think of retrofitting being quite an expensive business.
Yeah, so it is a huge range of things. I mean, doing what people call a whole house retrofit, which is when you kind of really get a lot of extensive work done to a house, can be quite expensive. But as I was saying, some of the kind of simpler things that people might not think of, like the draft proofing and those kind of things, can often be done on a budget, while people are also thinking about what they might want to do longer term.
Okay, so if they're, for example, looking at doing like a, you know, what does retrofit actually mean? What does it actually involve?
So it's really about taking an existing house that's kind of already been built and putting things in it to make it more energy efficient. So that's what makes it retrofitting, as opposed to just like a new build house that might, like at the moment, the standards are higher for new build houses. So retrofit's really talking about changes to existing houses. I know the term retro can be confusing. I've spoken to quite a few people who are like, retro, is that going to be like, you know, putting 1950s furniture in or something like that? But it's, yeah, that's kind of not what it's about.
So actually it doesn't matter if your house is like, because quite a lot of the homes in Sheffield was probably built around the Industrial Revolution, because that's really when Sheffield became a city and just grew massively, didn't it? So if you're looking at something that's 140 years old or something like that, it doesn't actually matter. This is actually about that. It's actually about making those sorts of homes more efficient.
Yeah, exactly. Like my house is a very typical kind of Sheffield Terrace house from that time, and that's like a huge amount of the housing stock, as you're saying, was built around that time. And the reality is those houses are still going to be here for years to come. So if they're not made more energy efficient, they're going to continue to be drafty and leaky, and we're going to continue to be burning fossil fuels in our houses to kind of heat the air around us. And so yeah, while it's really important that there's good standards for new buildings, we do need to do something to kind of make our existing houses, lovely as they are, to also be more energy efficient in the winter.
Okay, that's great. Can you tell me about this event that you've got coming up on Monday?
Yeah, sure. So this event is going to be kind of a bit of an introduction to some of these ideas around retrofit, and kind of explaining to people some of the things that they can do, a little bit about this. We call it a whole house retrofit approach, which is about kind of looking at the house as a system. It doesn't necessarily mean you're doing everything at once, but it means you're kind of looking at different aspects of the house, how they interact, and what's a sensible way of doing things. Looking at some of the things that people can do, either shorter term, medium term, longer term, to make a difference. And then also spending a bit of time, like, we're interested to think, how can we engage more people in this? So we'll be spending some time doing some kind of brainstorming, ideas generation activities, thinking about ways that we can be engaging more people and some of the other organisations who might want to be reaching and engaging more people in this.
Okay, so one of the things that you've touched on a couple of times is that, you know, there are some cheap things that people can do, but there is also some quite expensive things if you're sort of looking at doing the whole house and really going the whole hog. So Can you? Is there any sort of finance available that can help people towards this? Because, you know, obviously the government's supposed to be encouraging everybody to become more aware of all these issues. Is there anything out there?
Yeah, so there's quite a few grants available, particularly for people on lower incomes and in receipt of particular benefits. So Sheffield Council has something called Warm Homes Sheffield that brings together all that information so people can kind of find where is the reliable information on that. I know I've spoken to loads of people, and like in my area where I live in Sharrow, we've had a lot of people just coming around door to door, and a lot of people getting confused, like, what am I eligible for? Who are the companies to trust? So I think Warm Homes Sheffield for Sheffield residents is a really good place to go to get information about, do I qualify for any grants? What are they like helping you through that? Yeah, some people might not be aware, like there's certain health conditions as well that can mean that you're eligible for some of those grants. So it's really kind of worth a look and seeing if you fit for any of those. There's also a specific grant around upgrading to a heat pump, again, a government grant. And as well as kind of grant finance, something that we're exploring at the moment is some banks are doing kind of softer loans for retrofit. So there's some mortgage providers that are offering kind of green mortgages to encourage people. So it's quite an area that's relatively new for us that we're exploring, but that might mean that people don't need to kind of shell out all the money up front. They can kind of look at different options.
Okay. Can we do a bit of a jargon buster
sure
here, because I think that is one of the things that happens quite a lot is you know, we hear all this jargon all the time and we all just nod and pretend that we know what it means, and we don't necessarily know what it means. So retrofit, we've obviously touched on that a bit already.
Yeah, so retrofit basically making changes to existing houses to make them more energy efficient.
Carbon footprint
is like the amount of carbon that you're producing. So if you kind of imagine like the footprint that you leave in the sand when you're walking on the sand, it's the equivalent of like how much is your lifestyle and different things that you're doing like leaving a footprint on the environment.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I think it is. It is, as you say, it's a very good way of putting it. It is about the footprint of what your life choices and the amount of carbon that it's emitting, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's good. Net zero.
Net zero is basically kind of about the overall balance of carbon emissions and making that kind of even out to zero. So there's government targets around net zero, which basically means reducing emissions, and then where they can't be reduced, doing things to kind of offset those emissions so that we're not overall putting more carbon out into the atmosphere.
Okay, that's great. So just to finish off, can you tell us, just wrap up about the event on Monday, where it's being held and the time as well, please?
Of course, yes. It's going to be at the Central United Reformed Church on Norfolk Street from 6 to 7:30 p.m. There'll be some tasty, nice like light food there as well, so if you're not sure whether you're interested in retrofit, have a snack and find out. And there will be it's going to be quite informal. There'll be hopefully quite a jargon-free introduction to some of the things that you can do to make your house warmer and more energy efficient, and then a kind of interactive idea generation brainstorming session to think about some of the ways that more people could be making their homes more energy efficient.
That's brilliant. Okay, thank you very much, Helen, for coming in and explaining that to us this afternoon. So don't forget, it's at the Central United Reformed Church on Norfolk Street in Sheffield, and it's between 6 and 7:30, and there's all sorts of tasty snacks available as well. So please come down and find out a bit more about it. You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, also on DAB and on sheffieldlive.org, and we are now about to head off into listening to Martin Joseph, and he's singing Taking Her Back to London.
Hair of golden sun, the light I'll always know. Your laughter carries rainbows. I held you to the sky not long ago. there you fly. See how high you go. I'm driving on back to London. It's home from home for her. We're swapping tunes on iPhones. She plays me the Kings of Leon. I play her the Rolling Stones. And time slips away, but all that's gathered remains. I'm driving her home now, once again. Mine is not to know, mine is just to ask. I just want to know that you're okay. I want everything to fit in place at last. All of these pieces that we found, just take away my best and please leave all the rest. I'm driving her back to London. It's home from home for her. Swapping tunes on iPhones. She plays me the Foo Fighters, I play her Blur. Time slips away, but all that's gathered remains. I'm driving her home now, once again. Walk without wounds, light up all those rooms with your face. Still might have some words for you, but there's none that come to mind. I know there's not much vocabulary that I have ever left behind. I just hope that I wasn't too much. But you are loved and beautiful, so much more than these words could ever know. London, home from home for you. We've been swapping tunes on our iPhones. I played you Bruce, you played me Muse. And time's just slipped away, but I believe everything that has gathered, it will remain. So I'm driving you home. So I'm driving you home. If you'll have me, I will do it again and again.